This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. All right, so we're back with another week in this crazy, crazy financial year. You guys, 2023 has been quite a roller coaster in the financial markets with the fallout of the banks. As you guys know, last week, Silicon Valley Bank came crashing down, and then the FDIC came in and saved them. And then First Republic Bank as well started having a lot of issues. And this has just been absolutely insane. But the good thing is that the FDIC did come in and say, hey, we will insure more than the normal minimum of $250,000, which was absolutely amazing and a lifesaver. And they had to do it, because if they did not, we would have been, or the industry would have been, flooded with a ton of layoffs and people not being able to get paid with that, because they were not able to access money. So I feel like the government did this not just for themselves, but to really save the economy, honestly. So crazy, crazy start to the week. Outside of that, I've been traveling a lot this week. And so really excited to be back in Miami and here with you. And this has been a really interesting week, right? And one of the things I do love about the volatility of the markets is that actually I love the volatility, right? I love all of the ups and the downs that happen with all of this craziness that's going on. Because if you truly understand, you know, how to trade and how the markets work, you're typically able to capitalize on a lot of these big falls and big gains. And that's what's that is what has been happening a lot in the markets, because of all of this news and the bank failures and the banks getting saved. And then also this week, the Fed's decided to increase interest rates one more time by 0.25%, right? So it went, federal interest rates went up again, causing the stock market to fall, right? And then after that, the stock market went back up. So we're kind of able, especially with options, we're able to ride those falls down and then ride those rises right back up. And so it is creating a lot of really great revenue or cash flow or earning or profit abilities if you are trading individual stocks, or if you are trading, you know, more index funds such as the QQQ, the SPY, and things of that nature. You're probably seeing tons of big gains. It's also great to have those leaps, right? Those long-term options that go out over a year on the SPY and the QQQ as well, right? Because it gives us so much exposure to when we have these big ups and have these big downs as well, okay? All right, so let's talk about some additional things that happened this week. The layoffs have continued. And as I mentioned, because the FDIC did come in and save the banks and insure and allow people to access money within the bank and within their banks in excess of the $250,000, we are not seeing the amount of layoffs that could have happened. But this week, Meta announced they were actually laying off more people, which caused their stock to rise. And as we've talked about before, when layoffs are announced, 9 times out of 10, that causes the stock to increase, okay? And so that stock went up a few times this week based off, one, Meta announcing more layoffs, but also the grade of the stock, right? Or the rating of the stock was increased. So basically, that's when analysts say, hey, this stock is doing it well, or the company's pretty healthy and they deserve a higher credit rating. And so those two things has allowed Meta stock to increase this week in ways in ability to make money off of that. Also, Amazon announced more layoffs this week as well. So it's interesting to see that the layoffs are continuing in the tech space. And so I guess we'll just keep our eyes and ears open to know what more will take place. Also, I was speaking with a friend the other day that works at Meta, and I was asking, you know, what is the energy at Meta? And apparently the Meta, it's not great, right? They were saying, apparently Mark Zuckerberg had said that 2023 was supposed to be the year of efficiency, but they're saying that because people are so nervous about about their jobs. They're not really working, right? So a lot of these things do affect long term. They also said that they've been actually doing these layoffs in like trenches, right? And so they're like doing, you know, maybe tech 1 month and then business another and another, you know, another area the next. And so it's happening in trenches, which also means that there'll probably will be even more layoffs from Meta and from some of these other tech companies as well. Okay. So some of the companies that had their earnings this week, one was Chewy, which is the pet supply company. They had their earnings this week and they actually fell about $3 or so per share from their earnings. Also, Nike released their earnings and they have fell, I think, about $6 or so a share from their earnings, although they were anticipated to have higher revenue, but they didn't quite come in where people anticipated. And the big winner this week has definitely been GameStop, okay? GameStop released their earnings and saw a 52% increase in their stock. Listen, it was a beautiful payday for me. It was absolutely awesome. I had tons of calls on GameStop because I was anticipating that their stock would go up because I did read that they did do very well from the holiday sales. Because as we know, all of the earnings that are coming out right now are from Q4, right? So these are results of the holiday season. And so GameStop went up 52% overnight after releasing their earnings. So I know myself and many of my students was able to take those profits in the morning. I think their stock ended up going up almost $9 or $10 a share, which was really good. All right. Another company that actually did not release their earnings, but fell a lot, was Block. And Block, the company name is Block, but it actually owns Cash App. And so some gentleman, and I forgot his name exactly, he basically said that Cash App or Block is like a horrible company. They're not doing good with their Know Your Customer. Basically, it's just a bunch of criminals using Cash App. And very, very interesting. And this gossip, right? Because we don't know if it's true or not, but this gossip has caused Block's stock to fall 20%. Okay. It caused Block's stock. That's like a tongue twister. Block's stock to fall 20%. So I'm really interested to see if this stock rebounds. I actually think that it will. A lot of times when companies fall based off of rumors, right? It may have that big fall, but then that could be an opportunity to go in and purchase calls because it's probably going to rebound over the next couple of weeks, right? So that's actually what I did this morning. I went in and got some more calls on Block because it's probably going to rebound despite the rumors that this guy came out and said, right? Because overall, the company was doing well before this guy was like, hey, you're not doing well. Anyway, so those are some of the things that have happened just this week. Like I said, it's been a very wild week. Now, we have a couple more. As you guys know, earnings season is kind of not coming to a close, but all of the big, big, big companies have really started to already release their earnings. We have a few left. And so as you'll start to see, like as you're doing these earnings plays with your options or even with your stocks, you'll see that there's less and less, especially big names companies releasing their earnings week by week, because we've already got most of those out and we're actually closing up very soon Q1. So we'll have another earnings happening soon. All right. So a couple of the companies that we're keeping our eyes and ears open for next week. One is Carnival Cruise Line. So they're releasing their earnings next week. Walgreens is releasing their earnings. McCormick, which is the seasonings, they're releasing their earnings. And also iMedia is also releasing their earnings next week. So there should be some really great opportunities with all of these earnings. But I think the biggest thing is just keeping our eyes and ears open to the flow of the market right now. One of the things that I've noticed over the past couple of months is it's the market's going like this. Right. But it's going like this really honestly based off of news and interest rates and the things that are happening. So we are able to really capitalize and make even more money, because if you're in tune with how the market is flowing, what you'll notice pattern wise is after a down day, there's an up day. Right. After a down day, there's an up day. Right. And it kind of get into that flow. And then also keeping your eyes open and really ears open to the news and what's happening and how it can trigger the market. And you can really start to get into the flow to see tons and tons and tons of earning potential. OK. All right. So let's go ahead and wrap up today's episode with a money manifestation, all right, or mantra. So today's mantra is, I deserve the money that I earn. I deserve the money that I earn. All the money that you're working for, trading for, investing for, and seeing those returns, you deserve that money, right? Because you're going out and you're earning it however you're earning it. So I deserve the money that I earn. We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.